Today we take for granted that just about every young boy or girl in the country could probably sign up to play t-ball or baseball in their local community. But that once wasn't the case, and this man set out to give every kid a chance to play baseball. What he created is something you know yet today, and is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Carl Stotts grew up playing baseball. In the 1930s, while playing catch with his young nephews in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, he saw an unmet need.
He kind of had this idea of players wearing uniforms and having a real ball, new equipment for each game. Whereas when he was a child and he would play, like they would play sandlot baseball.
There were no organized baseball leagues for kids in those days. Adam Thompson, the director of the World of Little League Museum, says Stotts thought those boys deserved a chance to play real games, wearing real uniforms, just like Major League players did. His nephews loved the idea.
Well, he needed players, and he went to his neighborhood church. And between Sunday school and the service, he gathered about 30 kids, and they all signed up to play.
There were enough players to form three teams in the summer of 1939. Not only did the kids love it, the town did as well.
They played that entire summer and people came to watch their games. Their games were covered in the newspaper, which was just like a professional game. And so at the end of it, it was so successful that they decided to do it again and they were able to add a fourth team.
Other communities wanted to set up leagues for their kids, and Carl shared the idea of how he formed the teams in Williamsport. As word spread, the teams wanted to have a championship, and that began in 1947.
It was called the National Tournament at the time. There was not really a World Series, and it wasn't very national. It was a lot of Pennsylvania teams and a team from New Jersey.
The following year, U.S. Rubber, who made rubber cleats for baseball, asked if they could sponsor a bigger version of that championship. They even made a short movie about the Little League World Series, and when people across the nation saw it, new leagues blossomed everywhere. Traveling the countryside in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCray.